broke a chain, son. Still I pass one down to you. It's a bittersweet lesson, and the one my father, he never knew. What a man must do. So what happened to me will not happen to you. No, no. What happened to me must not happen to you. I won't let it happen.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. This king says to ourselves, don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell.
Quimp 93 with a song from last year with a very cool title. That's Eddie Bullen on keys and a tune called Jazzicles. And we started things off this hour with Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. Still ahead, wonderful tunes, including the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, along with the amazing Jesse Cook. And right now, here's J. Rowe. And That's What I Know. Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Tell me how. Rocksteady can't make that change. Nobody's gonna.
Wave 98.3, that is Rock Steady from Remy Shand on this Thursday afternoon. Also, That's What I Know, Jay Rowe in there as well. It's exactly 3:18. It's one of those days when you can really very easily just quietly find a corner, close your eyes, and do some very constructive daydreaming, one of my favorite sports. And if you do have the time to indulge, include this in your repertoire.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise. It's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldesen from the Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave98.3.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees. But this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
Back in time for the holidays, experience the enchanting Lights by the Lake. The lights start this Saturday evening with a lighting ceremony. See the beautiful 2-kilometer display light up for the first time this season. And enjoy fireworks, Christmas carols, the Jingle Paws Pet Parade, and take photos with Santa and the Sasquatch. Catch the lighting ceremony for Lights by the Lake this Saturday evening from 4:30 to 7. For more info, visit tourismharrison.com.
Ah, Harrison Lake and beautiful lighting, and it all begins really soon. 3:20, the weather forecast, in a word, wet. Not yet, but it's going to start raining a little later today, and it's going to not stop raining for several days. Tomorrow being the really damp day, the weekend calling for clouds and showers and bits and breaks and that sort of thing. Tomorrow it's just going to be wet, period. Right now, though, still dry. We've lost a degree. It's 9 in downtown Vancouver. Here's Pamela Williams. This is the right time. Wave 98.3.
The Wave celebrates good friends. Give a friend a call today. Doesn't matter if you haven't talked to them for 3 weeks or 3 years. You'll both feel better for it. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, great musical memories from Steely Dan with a song for Josie for your Thursday afternoon. It is 3:30 on the west coast of Canada. And here are the Doobie Brothers. Speaking of great musical memories, how about Minute by Minute? Wave 98.3.
of living on the run. Take it all for granted, like you're the only one living on my own. Somehow that sounds nice. You think I'm your fool, but you may just be right. I keep holding on.
98.3.
98.3. That is Richard Elliott literally calling his own shots there. That song called Corner Pocket. Also, Robert Michaels and Friends version of the old Doors hit Riders on the Storm. And there is indeed a storm on the way. As if we haven't had our share, it's November and there's many more on the way, including one actually starting tonight. And it's going to rain pretty much all day tomorrow and pretty steadily, too. And then we're back to clouds and showers on the weekend. And then there is a difference between a day of rain and a day of clouds and showers. There are still showers in today's forecast, by the way, but they're not actually supposed to kick in until, wait a minute, just double checking. Oh, that would be any time now. Hopefully we get through the rush hour. And speaking of that, so far so good. Counterflow is in at the tunnel. Fraser Bridge is okay. And we've had a couple of really easier days coming off the North Shore down the cut and across the ironworkers. Today is more typical. It's backed up around Lonsdale. And if you still have the opportunity, the Lionsgate might be a better option. Just shorter delays on the way across the bridge. Yes, I know it's only one lane, but it's still, apparently, according to Drive BC, delays are still shorter. Once you get through the Cassiar Tunnel in the Burnaby Lakes District, smooth sailing all the way out and across the Portman Bridge. It is so far so good, and it's also dry, and hopefully it stays that
way. Hey, Dave, what are you guys doing over the holidays?
We have friends visiting, so I thought I'd take them and the family on a Taste Vancouver food tour.
Really?
Yeah, they're great. You get to taste lots of delicious food, have drinks, learn some fun history, and their tour guides are super entertaining.
Sounds great.
Try something different. Treat your family and friends to a food tour or ask about a private tour for larger groups. With three great tours to choose from and hundreds of five-star reviews, Taste Vancouver Food Tours deliver a unique experience. Book today at TasteVancouverFoodTours.com.
All right, and the weather office, I triple checked, okay? And yes, it is indeed supposed to start raining sometime late afternoon, early evening, so we're kind of in the crosshairs now. But so far, so good here in downtown Vancouver, and hopefully it stays that way for the bulk of the rush hour. Yesterday and in the last couple of days, winds at this time of the day have been from the east and a steady 20 to 30 kilometers an hour. Today, relatively calm. It's down to 9 clicks, and it's not going to get really super windy overnight either. 9 degrees here at 555 West Georgia as we flash you back to the 70s and a huge hit song for Ace. This is How Long Can This Go On? Wave 98.3. Shortwave 98.3. That is Jesse Cook on guitar. Just a unique sound and a wonderful performer coming to Vancouver next April to the Center for Performing Arts. Looking forward to that show big time. Ace and How Long in there as well. How Long, by the way, I need to remind you about something that we're talking about, the next wave adventure. This is the river cruise from Lyon down to Avignon, down the Rhone River through the incredible wine district with three incredible chefs with Bruno Feldeisen, John Bishop, and Robin Court, your hosts on board the Riverside Revel. Just the river cruise, the European river cruise of a lifetime worth $22,000. And the How Long part of all of this is how long until the draw? The draw is Monday. And I know it's coming up really fast. And you are encouraged to enter once a day, which gives you a few more days. The deadline for entries is 4 o'clock this coming Sunday afternoon. So you've got Thursday and Friday. So you got four more entries if you have yet to play the game. You can at least play four times and get your name in there to be the person TJ calls, or at least the name TJ draws on Monday morning, a cabin aboard the Riverside Revel, the next wave adventure. The draw is this coming Monday. Enter before 4 o'clock on Sunday and then spend the rest of the weekend doing a little constructive daydreaming. Huh? Here's Cool in the Gang. This one's too hot. Wave 98.3.
At 17, we fell in love. High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever blind. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Too hot. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. We never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. And imagine that. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we've made. It's
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, so hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, oh, gotta cool this mess we made. It's so hot, baby. Yes, it's so hot. I just can't take it, I can't stand no more, baby. We were once lovers, we took our vows, a man and wife forever.
98.3 is CIWB-FM. At 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. It was supposed to be an update on the City of Vancouver's transition away from an independent elected park board, but Mayor Ken Sim didn't offer much new information at his news conference this morning, saying only the transition working group has come up with two recommendations for how City Council should take over the elected park board's responsibilities. They are the creation of a dedicated council subcommittee for parks and recreation, and a community partner relations office. The mayor did add that streamlining the parks and recreation processes will save city taxpayers money at an average of $7 million per year, totaling $70 million over the next 10 years. And as the transition team works together with council, the city expects further savings. All savings will be reinvested into city parks and recreation. In December of 23, City Council passed a motion asking the provincial government to dissolve the park board, which has most recently been challenging the move, voting to remain an elected body and preserve its own existence in September. The provincial government will ultimately decide the fate of the park board, and before the recent election, the EB government had signaled support for the move. However, one is unsure of what their position will be now that they have the tiniest of majorities. And tens of thousands of passports are stuck waiting to be mailed as a nationwide Canada Post strike continues. Employment and Social Development Canada said that as of Tuesday, approximately 85,000 passports were printed and ready to be mailed are being held by Service Canada. The explanation is, in anticipation of a potential labor disruption, Service Canada put a temporary hold on mailing out passport packages after November 8th. And by holding residential mails a few days in advance of a work stoppage, Service Canada reduced the risk of having passports stranded in Canada Post distribution centers. Passports will be mailed out once the strike ends and regular mail service resumes. Those who are in urgent need of their passport, however, can contact the passport program online, and there's also a 1-800 number, or visit a Service Canada center and request to have their passport transferred to a location that does offer pickup service. In sports, there are 10 NHL games tonight. Vancouver Canucks preparing for a 6-game road trip, which kicks off Saturday on Hockey Night in Canada in Ottawa against the Senators. Your Thursday night NFL game is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. Wave weather, cloudy with a strong chance of showers.